The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, My Brother, Me. And it's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Yep, I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin.
Oh, I forgot,
McElroy.
Big dog, woof, woof. Okay.
Oh, it's broken. The curse is broken.
No. Now that we finally hit the year, and we've actually in a year about a dog with no bones, and we really fucking nailed it, and yeah. Then there I go forget. Ugh, okay.
That's okay, but you can never say it again. That era in your life
I'll find
is,
something different.
Yeah.
So I was listening to, and listen, I don't want to promote another podcast, because as everyone knows, all podcasts are competing all
Thank
the time.
You. That's
so
right.
So we'll call it Schmed Schmeis on Schmed Gum with Schmoner Schmatliff, right?
Yeah.
That is actually inscrutable.
Even as somebody who knows what you're talking about.
It's the podcast Dead Eyes. And there was an episode where they talked about, like, child actors, right, who had played younger versions of Tom Hanks in movies. And it got me thinking that a lot of people talk about, like, if they made a movie about your life, who would play you? And people always think about, like, younger actors or, like, actors their same age. But I want to ask you guys, because I think – the next move, the next big step in, like, biopic or biopic movies is to make movies about people who are still alive, but what we think they're going to do when they get older, right? So kind
of future
fictional
biopics.
Nonfiction. Yes. And so who would you want to play you as an older, like, if they made a movie about you right now, but at, like, 75, looking about all the awesome shit you did in the next, like, 40 years.
Right.
Who would
play you?
Irritated
by the fact that this is kind of, like, it's actually a pretty good idea.
Hey, thank
it's,
you.
It's, it, like, just, but I don't think it, I always get, like, I feel like there's a level of idea that's, like, podcast good, you know what I mean? Where it's, like, we can just kind of dump it out here.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is.
Shove it out of the moving car. Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be Kirk Cameron.
Wow. Controversial pick, Griffin.
No. I don't like the guy. Like, I find
you love him.
I love it. It's so funny. You look at him and you're like, yeah, sure, Griffin. He was funny in Growing Pains. And it's like, no, this dude says really funny shit all the time.
Yeah, he's Andy Kaufman level as committed to this weird character he's been playing.
So into it.
Even his sister Candace Cameron is like, anyway, you guys know my dumb shit brother.
And she's also kind of in on the joke though, huh?
A little bit. She's kind of in on it a little bit.
See, I was thinking for me, and maybe this is just wishful thinking, but I really think he and I share the same energy. I'm just going to say Brian Cox, because I think when you see Brian Cox, you think, like, that's an old Travis McElroy. But like I said, maybe that's wishful thinking, and it's probably not that, is it?
No, it's probably not.
No. Fisher Justin, Stevens what about, might be a good Travis.
Here's the thing with this question, Travis, is I could say literally anything. I could say literally anyone, because who the fuck knows what I'm going to get up to in 40 years?
Well, but at this point, Griffin, I mean, you're what? You're 34 at this point?
Yeah.
And so I think you can look at yourself at like 12 and see the progression of 22 years. So I think you could right now say, like, I think at 56, we've aged your baby to an adult and this is what we think he'll look like kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you can probably extrapolate where you're going to be.
No, I don't think so, but I think Kirk Cameron's a good start.
Okay, bold. A bold choice. Justin?
A Justin McElroy type. I'm trying to figure out who's got like
the heat.
Justin McElroy energy, you know?
Yeah.
Who's like my, like, it's sort of like, I mean, who's like got a Justin, like, who's got like a genuine, like, I feel like everybody's saying Dev Patel for like a Justin McElroy energy, that the
I'm sort not of
charisma,
sure,
sexuality, Justin, handsomeness.
Yeah. Can I just sort
say, of like
though,
a Dev Patel, sort of like a Dev Patel type?
Man, there is one problem, Justin. I'm not sure he's older than you. I think that's the one issue that I'm having with that
Travis,
casting.
Travis, he is an actor.
This is true.
Yeah, he can play so, age.
Now, Justin, if
now,
I might
of
say-
like a Kumail Nanjiani, like, body.
Yeah.
Like, more of a Kumail body with, like, a Dev Patel face.
Yeah, no,
and
I see
the sexuality
that
and chemistry and, like, the handsomeness and stuff.
And now, Justin, I'm just going to throw this out, and this is a bit of a different direction than Dev Patel. But, you know, if we could get Streep, that almost guarantees an Oscar. Mm. You know what I mean? Get that Oscar buzz going if we could get Streep.
Yeah. It would be great if...
What
if
a challenge for her.
I know.
What a what a departure. You know, Streep, if you want to do something that's going to get people talking, you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah. Because she'll have to really dig deep to find the charisma within her to match your energy, right?
Like, I kind of a Dev Patel level energy and sexuality.
With a
we could do like, what was that? What was the Bob Dylan movie where like they had multiple actors play him? We could do that with you, Justin.
Mr. Emporium's Wonder Emporium.
Exactly.
Or the magical, the magical boat of Dr. Parnassus.
Exactly. The very cool. That kind of thing.
Because it's just called Doctor Who. Like, I don't know.
No, I think it's called Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. But I think we could get, because I would like to see, here's the lineup, I think. You go Glenn Close, then you go Streep, then you go Glenn Close and Streep together, like True West and how you like trade it off. And then you go a Dev Patel. And then you're going to bring it back, like who's a hot child star right now? You know, we're going to have like
Tremblay.
John Lipnicki.
We get Lipnicki in there, maybe a Timothée Chalamet. We get all of them in. And it's but here's the thing. They're all talking to each other. It's all it's oops, all Justins.
It's all Justins. That's cool. That's cool. What would be really cool is if in 40 years the thing Justin's best known for is not these podcasts, but that, like, I don't know, he invents a hat that smells good. So when you come out of the bathroom, you don't have a bathroom smell behind you. You wear your good smelling bathroom hat. And then you get Glenn Close out there like, it's my bathroom hat. And you're like, is that actually Justin? Or I'm confused. Is this one of those CGI things?
What is hard is like the best chance I have of being depicted in a film at this point.
Yeah.
Is if somebody does a Berries and Cream movie. That's my best.
Okay.
That's my best shot to get into a movie. I feel like a Justin McElroy character into a movie. Like,
okay. See, for me, I think the best hope of getting a Travis McElroy biopic is probably some kind of whimsical, but definitely still like fairly serious crime spree, where it's just like where people are trying to understand like where it all went wrong kind of thing. But also, I have a certain charisma, much like you know that movie where they were robbing banks, but everybody seemed to like him a lot. You know that one?
Oh, sure,
sure.
Yeah, with that jazz now musician Bruno.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would. I feel like there's also a decent chance I might be very briefly depicted in if they did Rocket Boys again.
Yeah,
the West Virginia guys that did rockets. If they did Rocket Boys again. And at the end, they wanted to be like, and there's still people in West Virginia today. It was just like me kind of like.
Yeah,
I'm here too.
There's actually a very good chance, you know, in that there will be a biopic of like Lynn that we might be depicted in. And if that happens, and Lynn, you're like, you have any voice in it, please make sure it's just three really ripped dudes. Just fully jacked, like 6'8". Like hunks, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Because you want it to be accurate.
Hunky guys. We're three hunky guys and we do a podcast together. What kind of podcast, you ask? Well, it's weird that you just started listening sight unseen, but like
Hey, good. Good.
Appreciate it.
Maybe it was just on. Maybe somebody's sitting in the tire discounter's like waiting room right now.
And it's playing.
Yeah, they don't have their headphones on. They're just playing it through.
Switched from The View to our podcast.
Yeah, it's streaming to their television or something.
Welcome. It's an advice show. Why isn't there a podcast channel?
Come on.
Come on. Come on. There's lots of channels, you know?
Yeah, right? Almost too many. Sometimes I'm scrolling through there and I'm like, what's all the... There's like 8 HBOs.
You know the channels I like on TV? I don't have them anywhere, I don't think, or at least have it. Is Music Choice.
Oh, yeah.
I like there's a... Where your TV's like, I can play music. It's like, I know TV.
Yeah.
Can you play whatever song I want?
No.
I can kind of match a vibe.
But do you want to hear like some Weather Channel jazz? Yeah. Actually, I do. But without all the trouble of the weather being there also.
Yeah. I work for the U.S. snowboard team.
Hell yeah. Cool.
My role, in short, is to use wax to make the boards go fast, like Christmas Vacation.
Oh, for sure. So
you
funny.
Know what I mean? When you use as a non-nutrient varnish. Okay.
Yeah.
My job is inherently nerdy, and I'm sounds cool to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty fucking cool. If that's nerdy, then I'm 1,000% that Minkus.
Yeah.
I just got a D test. My job is inherently nerdy, and I am spending time with a lot of rad athletes who do rad stunts. I don't like dangerous stunts. How do I become rad? That's from Paul and St. Paul. Well, that's a good hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think when I first read this question, what hit me, Paul, if I may, I think that you have, one, a fundamental misunderstanding of what is rad.
Yeah.
But sure.
Your view has been skewed.
Yes.
But you got too close to, like, Icarus. You know what I mean? Like, you got too close to true coolness, and you've kind of lost perspective a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is like, I bet that there are top level, like, high school varsity baseball players that, like, look at, you know, people in the MLB and they're like, I'll never be that. Well, here I am looking at you, varsity player, thinking, I'll never be that. So don't you worry about it. Mm-hmm. But I also think, Paul, what you have to understand is these snowboarders, this is their day to day. Right. Yeah. They are so used to doing dangerous stunts and seeing other people do dangerous stunts. I don't think that counts as rad to them anymore. But when you start talking about this cool board wax that you use and how the science works on it, that's what's going to blow them away. That's what's going to be impressive to them. Or you're going to have to get good at rad stunts. It's one of those two.
You don't want to do that.
That's not rad to them. What, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I could suggest one quick thing, should start going by St. Paul.
That's pretty good.
That's cool, right?
Because that is cool.
Your name's Paul. Just start getting people to call you St. Paul. Now, that's cool.
That might be misleading, though, Justin, for people who first meet St. Paul. They might be like,
holy
shit.
It's like a hook. It's sticky.
I want to know everything about this sticky boy. Yeah, for sure.
Who is it?
Yeah, but what if they're really a saint? What if they get sainted later because of like cool wax miracles?
Maybe St. Paul, Travis, keep up. This is easy. This is easy. St. Paul. I think in high school, you know who was cool? Not me, but follow me. All the athletes.
Sure,
yeah. But who was second coolest?
Theater kids?
Not the equipment. Fuck no. Not the equipment manager.
I kind of said it with my fingers crossed. I was really hoping.
But it was the kid at the lunch table who would eat anything you can put in this cup for $1.
Ah, so cool. For so, all like the right coolest, reasons, too.
Right. And so it's just sometimes while you're waxing their boards and they're like definitely micromanaging, like, did you wax the middle? You just scoop some of that wax up and you just take a big bite out of it. And they're like, holy shit. Did you just eat some of that wax? And it's like, yeah, I did. Why do you think I'm so good at this? Me and the wax are one. And they're like, whoa, have you talked to St. Paul? He eats board wax. You got to see that shit.
I feel like you have... Dude, when you said the sentence, have you talked to St. Paul? He eats board wax. Did you realize that you had absolutely deep-sixed this human being? Like, you have absolutely lowered their stock.
I don't think... No, because then they're...
That kid eats paste. That kid eats board wax. They are two
awesome,
very similar.
And they started calling themselves St. Paul.
Right. That's actually that. Maybe is that because of all the board wax they've been eating?
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably hallucinating.
Yeah, a little bit. By the way, I never saw anybody eat paste my entire, you know, school career. But if I did, I would want to know more about that person because that's a
level of courage. I think once again, you are only thinking about the interest, but not perhaps the kind of interest you would have.
Yeah, it would be a really quick, like, hey, I notice you're eating paste. Like, yeah, I'm kind of a pervert. It's like, okay, got it.
Awesome. I don't think that you would have a moment of like, I'm interested in this kid on a really deep spiritual level.
It doesn't have to be interested in a spiritual level. You're just trying to be cool and kind of mysterious. But right. Not eating, I feel like eating things that you're not supposed to eat is not, it's rarely
it's
like.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. Unless you like, unless one thing that I
you
tried
can't
to
jump,
do,
you can't right hop, skip, and jump over an unless like that.
Unless when I was in middle school and high school, more high school, I think for like a year or so, I tried to be cool by having a habit of keeping a thumbtack in my mouth. Remember this?
Huh?
You guys remember this move?
Unfortunately, like, I do.
I did. I would like have a thumbtack in my mouth, like the pointy side out, right? And I would have like. Chew on the plastic in. And
that's bonkers, Juicer.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't said it now. At least it's just between us three.
Yeah, no one's ever going to hear it.
Yeah, it's just like, it was a, I don't mind to be open about the ways in which I tried and failed to
look cool, to
be cool. Look cool, be cool, seem cool, sound cool, act cool, you know, any of it, really.
Yeah.
Because it worked out, you know, inspirationally.
Sure.
I really killed the mo there revelation.
It's weird now as an adult to retroactively be really worried about my teenager older brother. Like that I wish I could go back in time and just say like, hey, bud, you're cool enough.
I'm trying to own myself as a holistic person. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't need to be, that's not a different me. That's the same me that got us all here.
That's weird. Because
the same me that they let drive my kids around in a vehicle, you know?
It is fun. I think that you should be able to, like, when you're, like, I don't know, filling out your taxes or whatever, there should be a spot where it's just, like, you list all the actual dumb decisions you made. And so then when you're, like, late on taxes, they're like, I'm just glad we got it at all. Yeah. Did you see what this guy did when he was, like, 14? And, oh, my God.
He ate a bunch of board wax and then yelled that his tummy was now a snowboard. And then he yelled, hop on, get ready to flip. And I was like, I don't think flipping is like the main thing in snowboarding. But at that point, he was already grinding on every surface in the office. So, and he was slippery. He was that. Can I approach the wizard humbly and prostrate myself in front of him?
Yes, but I really think you need to look that up before we record again.
Yeah, I don't think that that's exactly right.
Unless you want the wizard to stick a finger in your butt.
No. I mean, no. I don't want that. This one was sent in by Teo. Thank you. It's how to look gothic without your parents getting upset.
Please.
We all, you know, have gone through and or are still going through this stage of our lives.
Yes.
And we all struggled with it because we were like, you know, we watched... Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, or Def, yeah.
The Craft, or The Craft 2.
Just like Adam's Family.
Adam's Family. Saw that. We're like, I would love to just sort of just chomp Raul Julia's style right now and be that.
Yeah.
But then we did it. We were just like overnight, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and came downstairs. And we, you know, were perfectly cosplaying as Gomez Adams, and our parents were like, no, that's too much. But here is how to really do it without upsetting your parents, because that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Part one.
There's nothing goth about upsetting your parents.
Exactly. Part one, dressing goth. Transform yourself at a slow pace. Embrace a systematic plan to look goth over an extended period. Incorporate clothes that identify you as goth one piece at a time and over many months. Create a 6-month plan. Because it's like the easiest way to boil a frog, or by which I mean your parents. You just, they look at you one day.
Why are you boiling your parents?
you're 8 months in, your parents are like, wait a tick. Hold up a second. You got a different sort of different flavor today.
Hey, Debbie, has Griffin always looked like this? Because, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, is that new? But then when I'm, remembering Griffin for the last 6 to 8 months, I can't remember a time where he didn't kind of look like this. Are we okay with this?
Are we okay? I guess we must be. Yeah. Incorporate some bright colors into your fashion. By incorporating some bright colors, you'll send the signal that although you are goth, you are not going overboard. You can still
look, easing in.
Yes.
Don't rush it.
No, savor it. Enjoy it. These are your final days as a normie. And so you can, enjoy that until you are ready to fucking, party with the vampires.
You also need to be able to back off of it if it's not landing for you.
Yeah.
You
know what
I
mean?
I don't think I was goth. That doesn't sound right.
No, don't you remember yesterday? You came into school and you were fully kitted out with you remember. And it's no, I don't. Are you okay?
Here's a good flip. Dress somewhat conservatively. While the color scheme of your goth style might frighten your parents, you can temper this by embracing a somewhat conservative approach. The picture I am seeing here is two people, and there's a dude who is wearing a very sleek blazer over a black button-up shirt with a black belt with some black pants, and his hair's done all good. And there's a lady with the same sort of fashion going on. And I just am imagining one of us as a teenager walking downstairs in our vampire going to a wedding outfit and just being like, hello, mother and father. Don't worry about me. I'm goth now. Well, time to go to work.
Yep, gotta go.
I gotta shift at TCBY today.
If your kid's goth, you gotta cancel work that day and just talk through it. You gotta understand it. Where's it coming from?
If nothing else, you just be like, okay, because when you go into the world with other teenagers, they might be kind of shitty to you because that's how it works. And I support this 100%. I just want you to know that there will be assholes out there who will not. And we're gonna talk through this and get this right.
And to be clear, it's not because you're dressing goth. It's because you're wearing a full suit, a full men's magazine cover suit to your eighth grade class.
You have swung hard into what I believe is called executive goth.
Yes, exactly.
And perhaps goth. You want to start as a more casual goth.
Yeah.
And then only do executive goth on, I don't know, standardized testing days.
Weekend goth is pretty impactful.
It's awesome.
What if you saw one of your teachers at TCBY?
Yeah.
And they're a weekend goth and they're like, you ooh, too?
That's nice. Good. Or you could do, I think it's called fitness goth.
Goth, is that one?
Yeah, and you're wearing black tracksuits and stuff. And it's still very gothic. But you're also ready to get out there and work up a sweat.
You could also do old fisherman goth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where you sort of fuse those two things together. And that one will confuse people a little bit. So they'll be like, who's that old fisherman? And you'll be like, no, it's me.
It was me. Who's that old fisherman who looks so sad?
He looks so sad, but also so fucking cool.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of boring shit after that. Let's get into accessorizing. Focus on gothic accessories.
That's where it is, right?
Yes.
Because if I saw someone in a black t-shirt and black jeans, I'm like, okay. But then what's that? A spiky wristband? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It could be J.K. Simmons. If it's just that, like a tight black t-shirt, tight pants, you don't know. It might be goth. That's a fun game. We could make that a game on this show. Is it goth or is it J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
We don't actually know if he is part of that lifestyle.
I hope he is, actually.
Yeah, I do too.
I want
gothic
that for
themed
him.
Accessories can help you transform your existing wardrobe into one with a gothic flair.
Yes. Huh.
I had a big bowling shirts phase in high school. I wonder if I had tossed on...
I want to call this episode My Brother, Me, Revelations.
Yeah. I wonder if...
My Brother, Me, a retrospective.
If I had maintained that look and also worn dark scarves, jewelry like snake bone hairpins, a spider ring, a bat bracelet... Then it just says belts.
Yeah.
Well, we all need belts.
Yeah, that's just practical. But here's the trick. Sometimes you skip the belt loops. It's just the belt. Just the belt is there as its own tiny hula hoop.
That's cool. That's so fucking goth.
That is so fucking goth. This is, if we've learned anything from the fact that fitness goth exists, goth is kind of like, I think, the fashion equivalent of like steampunk is to storytelling, where it meshes well with pretty much anything. So like I could take, say, my phase in high school where I wore button-up shirts, dress shirts, and tear-away exercise pants and dance shoes and add some goth accessories to that, and now I'm embarrassing goth. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it just ties it all, the theater kid goth, if you will. But
Travis, by the way, I'm sorry for how much I bullied you in high school.
I actually think you didn't bully me enough, because like I did that for a long enough period that some older girls had an intervention for me where they said like, nice, hey, you seem cool. You gotta stop with this.
You got it. This look. Your pants, you are in public. Your pants should not tear away.
Yes. This was long before there were, you know, the, like flash mobs.
Yeah.
And so maybe I was just ahead of the curve. You don't know.
You could be like me and just kind of like stop evolving your style at 16. Just like get to 16 and be like, yeah, that's good.
Well, it's fine. Justin.
Jeans and a short sleeve button down. I got it.
I'm going to push back a little bit because you did, I would say, inject some Disney dad flair in there later in life. That was
That's just a circumstance of where I happened to be when I needed a shirt.
That's
like,
fair.
That's not my, you know.
That's a good point.
Well, I would argue that in high school, Juice, you had yet to receive the Jimmy Buffett blood transfusion that transformed you into the man you are
today. That was actually
when you're young, you don't need fucking island vibes. You're on island time 24 hours a day and you don't even realize.
Yeah,
this
you
is
need
the cool irony of life.
Of age.
You may be listening to this right now and you might be in your halcyon days. So you don't need, Jimmy says, take the weather with you is the name of one of his albums. Mm-hmm. And that's, you do that when you're young. You don't even think about it. When you're older, you got to work at it a little bit. It's still attainable.
Avoid dyeing your hair black right away.
Okay. Make that one.
Yeah,
you know?
It's too late. I already did
that. Yeah, I already did that, I assumed. Make that one.
Yeah. Because that one's gonna get you.
Might
caught.
I recommend purple?
Yeah.
Much better. You'll still ruin a lot of pillowcases and white
Trav,
t-shirts.
Trav?
Yeah?
Are you goth?
Oh man, Trav, are you goth, Trav?
No. Like,
I
understand the impulse, and there's like zero judgment here. Obviously,
Emo. I'm a lot more emo than that. I'm like a dad emo, like emo dad,
like a scenester dad is what.
Yeah, that's a lot more of my thing. Yeah.
Cool.
Because like the music I'm listening to is like Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy, where it's much more like elder emo.
Wow, damn, Trav, you're not kidding. That really is sort of your set.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, guys. Hey, we've known each other for a long time, right?
But I've never really thought of myself as someone who's living like life with an emo brother.
When I have purple hair and eyeliner and like I'm wearing, you know, like a suit with like a little like bird skull lapel pin, you're just like, I bet Travis is.
It seemed like more like a costume than an expression of your authentic self.
Nah, baby,
self.
This.
But
this
now I feel like you're living it. Yeah. Man, my problem, and I feel like this is something we could all learn from. My problem is that I think of you too frequently as a person first and labels second.
Oh, that's
and I
a
feel
mistake.
Like we could all do well to try to think of people in terms of labels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as a person second.
Because
I'm
working
I mean?
Really hard to show my label, and people are like, yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. And it's like, but that's all I want to talk about. Please.
I'm going to hop forward. Don't get any tattoos or piercings. Yeah. Mm. And then we're going to move on to part three, which is...
I'm assuming, by the way, that they will tell me when it is okay to dye my hair.
Yeah.
They have to circle back on it if you're going to delay me on it.
And eventually I can get tattoos and piercings, right?
Someday,
yeah. I think could you do a an ombre, I think is what it's called, where
kind
you
of an ombre?
Just get a little bit of the hair dyed black, and then your parents would be like, is his hair going... Wait, it's not going gray. Ombre? What's going on? So, part three, behaving well.
Wait.
Be true to yourself. You don't have to change your
Which
personality.
One is it?
Yes.
Be true to your best self, I guess. Step two, and this is an awesome one for like any one of these like lifestyle things. And it's number two, get good grades.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They should put that in, they should put that in literally every Wikihow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. It's like how to live like Goku. And it's like, it's just practice meditation and get very strong. And then it's got to be like, and then get good grades. Because that's awesome. You're going to learn stuff and have better opportunities. And your parents will be very pleased with you, even though you're living that full-blown Goku lifestyle. Oh, man, avoid friends who get into trouble. Yeah, you don't
What is going on this list? I feel like somebody's grandma wrote this.
Yeah, well, right?
Okay, I will remind
this
you
whole that the list is sitting backwards on a chair.
No, 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 Griffin. Yes, please remind us, Griffin.
The name of the article is How to Look Gothic Without Your Parents Getting Upset. And so this one's like, if you did dye your hair black and you got 6 lip piercings and then you found this article, you'd be like, fuck, 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 fuck. But then you get to part 3 and it's like, hey, it's okay. Just get good grades. And that's really going to knock this out of the park. Don't have friends who get into trouble. And it shows somebody, guys, and they're smoking a cigarette.
No. Oh, no. No, thank you.
Yep. Stay away from them.
This day and age, what are they going to do when they get on a long airplane flight? Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Final one, show respect to your parents. The way you look might alienate your parents, but the way you act and talk to them is more important. But here's the Kobayashi Maru. If you're like, Mom, Dad, I know I have a different steez now, but I love you both and I respect you. And they say, we love you too. Please go back to dressing the way you used to. And you can't be like, I respect you, but fuck no, I look so cool now. You don't even get it. I'm pulling down tail 24/7 with how cool.
You don't understand. Parents just don't understand how much tail I'm pulling with my new gothic style.
Because it can't be like the last step in this is like, go back to normal if your parents wicked don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, you could have good grades and get rid of your smoking friends and be true to yourself and all that. And they could still, even after all that work, be like, go change. Go change immediately.
Oh, no, here's what it is. Griffin. First, before you do any of the style changes, you start to get bad grades and hang out with kids who smoke.
Oh my God, Travis, yes.
And then as you transition to the goth style,
yeah,
you start to clean up your act. And they're like, I don't know what it is, but it's really working for them, you know? And they see it as like they're connected.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. It's like when Justin got blonde highlights and then he started
living
clean.
Wow, I didn't even volunteer that.
I thought it would be okay because we're all just sort of dishing out the scoop.
And this is this is a private episode.
Hasn't it felt more like a self dish so far? Hasn't it felt like that so far that it's more of a self dish?
Like a self-serve, eat what you want kind of deal. No.
Yeah.
I think Griffin's right. Justin, anything you want to say about Griffin?
Yeah,
love my brother very much.
Come on, dude, blast me.
No,
blast me, dude.
You don't want to talk about when he bought the red goggles from Hot Topic and his friend Evan bought the green goggles and then they switched one lens of both so they had red and green goggles each?
Yeah,
that's just because he was going to see a 3D movie later that afternoon.
Do you want? No, I definitely wore them at school. But
and that theater practice.
And at theater practice. Rehearsal. But are you, they're called rehearsal, Travis. But how are you going to blast the coolest thing I've ever done in my life?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's true. I don't really want to blast you. I love my brother.
Okay.
You did try to get people to call you Andy that one time.
Yeah, that's true.
That in depth.
Well, I also tried to get the nickname Shades going at church camp. This is all stuff that we've talked about on this show. We've been doing it for a billion, trillion years.
Yeah. Let's take a break and make some money, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and do some other things.
Good.
You guys know what? I just built a website on Squarespace yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
What is it?
I'm working on a new podcast that I'm executive producing called Chasing Immortality, and I wanted to build a website for that, and I made...
What's the website address?
ChasingImmortalityPod.com.
Okay.
And I think it's a... I mean, listen... It's nothing. It's not like the new
Google. I'm really worried about. I'm Charlie. I'm really worried about you.
Did you just call Travis Charlie?
Travis, I'm really worried about you. No, I combined two words. I'm really worried about you, Travis, because this website looks so expensive.
Oh,
and that you must have spent so much money, getting a professional to design this website.
Oh no, Justin, you dumb piece of shit. I made it myself in about like 30 to 40 minutes.
You're kidding me.
No, you stupid asshole. I made it.
Joe, you don't have to talk to him like that, Trev.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Hey, you silly
friends,
dude.
In case you, I should clarify for the bit. Squarespace is great. Travis actually did not work very hard on this website.
What? And yes, I am going to need him to take another pass at it.
Yes, I did.
I am going to take another pass at it, but I needed something functional so
yeah,
that I could get started. And the thing, the bigger point, Justin, that I was trying to get to is I realized as I was making this website, how many websites I have used Squarespace to build for just kind of off the cuff, like ideas I've had.
Off the cuff, indeed.
And okay.
I know they have beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers. I didn't even have the copy up, and I know that. There's many options you could have gone with here, Travis.
Listen, Justin's right. Don't let my work ethic reflect the quality of Squarespace.
You don't even have to work that hard. They have beautiful customizable templates.
They do. And it lets you sell products and services of all kinds, and everything's optimized for mobile out of the box. But I am a lazy turd, and I was like, this has links. That's good. They have analytics to help you grow, free and secure hosting, and nothing to patch or upgrade ever. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Anyone can make a website, even a dumb shit like Travis McRoy. Wow, Squarespace, that's their... No, that's your tagline.
Their tagline is printed right there.
This isn't a failure because you are a dumb shit. It's just that you were kind of lazy and you didn't work very hard.
Thank you.
Can we move on from this? This is kind of a weird energy.
Yeah, okay.
Do you need to mail your brother's garbage website to the dumpster factory? Well, look no further than stamps.com. It's a way to skip the trip to the post office, dodge all the hectic Halloween traffic, and save a little time and money at stamps.com.
Yeah?
Nobody lives at a post office, right?
Well,
but you can.
I bet you got somewhere there is, like somewhere like in a small town.
Unless you count like the one that's on a, that I heard about where it's on a boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A boat.
It's like a boat. There's one that's like a boat that like, there's like boat ones.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, right. Of course.
But anyway, nobody lives really on a post office, but you can turn your house into post office stamps.com.
Cool.
You get discounts. Can't find anywhere else. 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of
percentages. No, I'm not kidding you.
That's a lot. You can save time
and money.
Add those
together, that's 116% off.
If you mail a package, two packages, one using USPS, one using UPS, add that together, that's 116% off.
Amazing.
Save time and money this holiday season with stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER.
Did you say a digital scale?
Yeah, a Digimon scale.
It's a dirigible scale. You can put... It's a didgeridoo scale. Put your didgeridoo right on there.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Stephen Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
I have lots of fish tanks, one of which is on my bathroom vanity. The problem is that my bathroom is where I get dressed every morning because closing the blinds in my room takes effort and I am lazy. Travis, you can certainly relate to this.
I sure do.
Consequently, my fish sees me naked a lot. Is this inappropriate?
Huh.
That's some fishy business. There is no way that a fish of any level of intelligence could look upon the human form and parse it whatsoever, right? Not only are we like comparatively gigantic to them,
yeah,
so many of the parts are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't contextualize it.
I don't even know if a fish has a beamus.
Soul.
What?
That too.
I mean, listen, they got eyes and mouth. And as far as I could tell, I just meant externally parts that they can like look at us and be like, I know those are eyes, but what the fuck are those?
What's the rest of it?
That's like elbows, fingers, shoulders. I'm not even getting into any of the like, you know, the stuff that are covered by clothes. Like,
I mean, we could just start here.
Okay.
Fish is naked.
Fish is absolutely naked.
Fish is naked.
Fish has always been naked. Fish is naked. Fish doesn't even understand anything else other than naked.
Yeah.
Wait. Except for the first time your fish sees you naked, your fish is like, okay, I get this.
Can I tell you guys something?
This I can get into.
It just fucked me up.
What?
Don't Google this, but think right now. Are scales fish's skin, or are the scales covering their skin underneath? Are the scales skin, or are the scales like hair?
The scales are scales because it's fish. You
know? Yeah, but I mean, like, what's the corollary, right?
You don't need to turn it into a metaphor. It's just scales, bud.
But are the scales the skin?
It's different.
Is there skin under the scales?
Bud.
Are the rocks their taxes? Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Listen, you're being flippant because you don't know the answer.
And now, they're being flippant. They're fish.
That's true.
They're being lippant.
I just threw a die across the room.
I was thinking, you were talking about how fish is naked. When Don Knotts turns into the Incredible Mr. Limpet, first of all, he turns into a fish, a real shark tail ass looking fish that looks a lot like Don Knotts, but he also has glasses on. So he's not completely nude if you think about it.
Do you guys ever think that we talk about Mr. Limpet so much that maybe we have thought it into existence and it is not a real movie?
Really, actually,
yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, probably.
Because when you think about it, it is a movie about a man who wishes to be a fish so hard that he turns into a fish and then helps the U.S. government spot mines in the sea to protect submarines in the war.
Yeah, man. What a badass.
What a complete badass. And then I think this man turned fish has relations with another fish.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely does that.
What a movie, you guys. And this is for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's got something for grown-ups, too.
Yeah.
Travis, you just got a fish tank. How do you feel about showing your
I did it day one to establish dominance.
Okay. They were probably pretty wild and out in there, just like, what's this new place? Oh, look, there's rocks. This water tastes different. Look at that big ass.
Is that dude Evo or what?
Whoa.
What's his vibe?
He's got purple hair. Whoa, a butthole? I don't know anything about this.
Why is he showing me this?
Fish got buttholes. Fish are not going to be freaked out by buttholes. Yeah.
When I bought the fish for my fish tank, the person at the pet store said, like, that you had to put them, you know, in an opaque bag to drive them home, or else it could, like, scare the fish too much because it's the equivalent, and this is a quote, the equivalent of an alien abduction to them, end quote.
Yeah, definitely. Have you seen Nemo?
And then I started thinking about how much farther that concept extends, where, like, if someone picked up me and put me in another house, inside someone else's house, it started to get too much for me. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Huh.
Huh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Weird.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
You Dracula'd out a little bit in there.
I didn't mean to be Dracula. I was like, it's Italian.
Oh,
cool.
I try to make it sound like Italian.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Wait, is Dracula not Italian?
Dracula, Transylvania, bud.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The garlic thing probably would have been a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Okay. A new temptation is born.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
The passionate kiss burger to enjoy with every bite.
Say that 10 times again.
The passionate kiss burger to enjoy with every bite.
Is it brought to you by Gene Simmons?
What restaurant do you think is brought to you by?
Good question. I'm going to say, Red Robin?
Interesting. Griffin?
The Passionate Kiss Burger?
Passionate Kiss Burger.
It's got to be not one of the main ones. I feel like it's got to be a wild one like Dairy Queen or something like that.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. I'm going to say Olive Garden because you said Italian earlier.
No, I mean literally Italian. A new irresistible temptation stemming from the creativity of Colonel Sanders.
What?
The Kiss Burger, now available in all KFC restaurants in Italy.
Whoa.
Is a chicken sandwich. It's a bad start, Italy, but go on. A chicken sandwich for your burger, prepared according to the Colonel's original and secret recipe, topped with double cheddar cheese, crunchy bacon, and two delicious onion rings.
Great.
Enjoy every bite with the passion of a kiss, because pleasure knows no obstacles.
Wait.
Not even topped with onions.
Now, Justin, I want you to know I listened to every word you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that the entirety of the name Passionate Kiss Burger is a lie?
Nope.
Because it is neither a burger nor has anything to do with a passionate kiss, except that one might enjoy it with the passion of a kiss.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. It's a sandwich that is a kiss burger.
What part of that don't you not understand, Shrap?
In the advertising film, and yes, it is a film, Colonel Sanders talks about the new burger in all its delicacy, a sandwich that brings you closer, that unleashes passion for kisses in couples of all ages, ethnicities, and sexual orientations.
With onions on it.
Yeah, the launch campaign of the new burger plays with the cliche of the onion.
Oh!
Which could turn people away after eating it. But Colonel Sanders' recipe is so good that it has the opposite effect. Every bite of the sandwich triggers the desire to share and rediscover the pleasure of being together. Okay. That's from Paolo Tofano, head of marketing and communications at KFC Italia.
I didn't pay attention there for about three quarters of a second. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know if this is a movie or a chicken burger.
Right. So it's both. It's a sort of transmedia experience where it's kind of a burger that they've adapted into an advertising film.
Yeah.
A 30-second advertising film.
Right.
Once again, we wanted Colonel Sanders as the protagonist of the commercial. Okay. He is the best testimonial for the message we want to continue to share. At KFC, we are all the same and invited to enjoy the chicken.
Okay.
At KFC, we're all the same and invited to enjoy the chicken.
I love that.
The atmosphere, the sharing and welcoming experience that we offer at our restaurants. Also, debunking some cliches, like the one about onions.
Is that a cliche, though?
What's the onion cliche?
It do make your best stinky.
But the recipe of passion for this burger that's chicken is so powerful that it gets you fucking horny.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I like this one. I like that.
This one is a burger. That's what they're saying. And guys, this is kind of hard for the
button. It is.
Sorry, Trav, you were kicked off the podcast for a second.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You said hard, and we're talking about getting horny, and so I connected.
See, you said I lost you again.
Oh, sorry.
I lost you again. Can you try to?
Yeah, can you hear me now? I made it sound like a boner.
Okay, guys, I'm going to send you a link. Don't watch it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? And you at home are going to watch this, too.
How are you sending it to us?
I'm going to Slack it to you, baby.
Oh, topical.
Don't watch it until I tell you to.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it so bad.
I really can't.
But I'm going to start the music so people can enjoy it with you. All right? Yeah. Get it loaded up and get ready to start.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready to start? Go.
One, two, three, four.
Da KFC il piacere non conosce barriere. Prova il nuovo Kiss Burger. Filetto di pollo preparato secondo la mia ricetta originale segreta. Doppio cheddar, bacon croccante e due golose onion ring. Qualche problema con la cipolla? Perché stare lontani dalle tentazioni? Nuovo Kiss Burger, come closer. KFC, Chicken United.
Can you play just can you play just the come closer bit?
Nuovo Kiss Burger, come closer. KFC, Chicken United.
It's so great.
That's yeah. It's really,
people
really
be
good.
And yet, were KFC. You guys
actually extremely surprised by the horniness of that commercial?
Yeah, dude. Because
if you guys Google KFC Kiss Burger, because we probably, man, we'll probably tweet it out and include in the episode links and stuff. It's like a very horny commercial,
unabashedly. This is not like your sidelong glances or your implied. People are full on tonguing each other.
Yeah, they're tonguing hard.
Yeah.
This is like KFC is trying to establish itself as like the new like makeout spot that like, oh, hey, eat this burger, get totally revved up, and then taste each other's tonsils, my dude.
Is this now I understand why they're all like talking about how onions have a bad taste and smell to them?
Yeah.
Because they're assuming that you are going to be chowing down on your partner's face moments after consuming this big burger.
Because of not consuming. Because of consuming, Griffin. That is important. Yeah. This is not like, this is not, the burger is not superfluous to the experience, but rather integral. Without it, you are not going to be chowing down on each other's faces.
Yeah. Hey, cool commercial. Did we talk about the fact that there's about 1,000 scenes of people kissing?
Like deeply, deeply kissing.
Not just one couple, mind you. Lots
a lot of
couples.
Maybe they, they're like, they love the burger flavor. They're kissing the burger at the same time.
Yes.
Like, it's a, one of those, like, cool three-way kisses that you see in, like, cool movies that people do, where it's, like, me, my beautiful wife, and a chicken burger in between us with the stinkiest onions I've ever been close to in my life.
But I do like the idea of each other's stinky breath making it okay, right? We're eating the same burger. So you know what? We're all the same here at KFC. Everybody's breath is stinky. So let's just enjoy it and get into it.
Yeah. Cool commercial, Juice. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's very good.
It doesn't look like a very good sandwich, but
I would eat the hell out of that.
It looks good as hell. I'm really hungry, though.
Yeah, that's also true. It's about lunchtime here.
It's also really funny because there's 319 comments on this video that's been viewed 6,000 times, which is quite a huge ratio.
That's what? And that's KFC like 20%?
Italia, KFC Italia has put a comment on the top of it that's like, hey, everybody, please be nice about this commercial. It's like, KFC, you have the power to turn current comments off. And KFC is like, no. Everybody gets their say.
Freedom of speech, but be cool.
Just please be cool.
Man, that was a good, that I never want to, I don't ever want to kiss again. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, I think I'm done. I've had my fill.
They don't address choking hazards in this at all, do they?
Yeah. Hey, how come their colonel is maybe the handsomest older gentleman I've ever seen?
Very legitimate, sexy.
We keep fucking bouncing around. It's like, here's like Kevin Nealon for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening to podcasts. This one specifically, this podcast. All podcasts are equal in my book.
Yeah, all the listeners go to the same place, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Into the big podcast hole. Very, very, very exciting news. A lot of things, actually. So first, we've got the Adventure Zone live and virtual show this week, November 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are $10. It's another episode of Hootenanny, all about the intergalactic country band Hootie and the Nannies. You can get those tickets at bit.ly/TazVirtual. And even if you can't make it Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, video on demand will be available for 2 weeks after the show. We've got new merch up. And listen, we've got a Wizards of the Cloud pin of the month. We've got a Candlelight ornament. That Wizards of the Cloud pin of the month, by the way, designed by Dana Wagner, and it benefits Native Women-led, which revolutionizes systems and inspires innovation by investing in Native women in business. The Candlelight ornament is designed by Kate May and benefits Harmony House, which is an organization to end homelessness in Huntington area through permanent housing and supportive service programs. We've got the Candlelight mug there, which is similar to the Adventure Zone Stoneware mug, but it has the Candlelight logo. But we've also got, for the first time, Till Death Do Us Blart merch. We've got a Till Death Do Us Blart shirt, which is designed by Tyler Reed, and proceeds from that benefit the First Nations Development Institute, which improves economic conditions for Native Americans through direct financial grants, technical assistance, and training, and advocacy and policy. So that's all cool. We've got tickets for the Emerald City Comic-Con show on sale now. My Brother and Me on December 2nd and Taz on December 3rd. Both shows are general attendance, so there's no assigned seating, but there will be ADA seating available. You do not need an ECCC badge to buy tickets to these shows. Emerald City safety protocols require full proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID test to attend. You can find the full safety protocols at bit.ly/ECCC safety.
I think there's 7 more C's.
I think there's about 9 to 10 more C's.
Yeah. In addition, masks are required while on the premises and capacity will be reduced. More info, including the full health and safety procedures, as well as ticket links, is at bit.ly/McElroyTour. Also, one last thing. I have been working on a show for a long time now that I created and executive produced. It's a podcast called Chasing Immortality. It's narrated by Tybee Diskin, and it is the true stories of people throughout history who have attempted to cheat death in a variety of strange ways. It is a single voice kind of narrative podcast all about these true weird stories. If that sounds interesting to you, and I hope that it does, you can subscribe by going to bit.ly/chasingimmortality or search Chasing Immortality in your podcatcher, or as previously mentioned, going to chasingimmortalitypod.com and attempt to not judge my effort level, but rather find all the information there that you need.
It's going to be hard to not do the first thing, though.
Yes, I understand that. But please, please, yeah. I've got a lot going on.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. A fantastic track. We're so glad that she crafted that for us. I know there's probably people who listen to the show who don't listen to the things we ask them to do. You got to go listen to Now in Space and watch that video. I've listened to it like 100 times. It's a top bop.
She did one with Tom Carty too.
Yes.
Called Red Flags.
Oh, so
she seeked that out. Very, very good.
Yes. So thank you, Montaigne. And thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Glad to be here. Do you want the final Yahoo?
Yes.
Cool. This one was sent in by Brian Cranston.
Whoa.
Yes.
Thank you. I had no idea he was a listener.
He's not.
Oh, just sent it?
Yeah, he just sent it anyway. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Frankenstein, which is the original.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. And this one, it says here specifically, it is the monster. And to not be a jab off about it.
Okay.
Frankenstein asks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's his son, it's definitely going to have his last name, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, what's his first name? Charles Frankenstein Jr. asks. Does anyone know a place to buy Halloween costumes for an 8.5 foot tall, big strong man? No masks that cover the whole head because of my special bolts that, honest to Christ, I swear to Christ, I do not know why those are there. The rest of me is all body parts. But for some fucking reason, my dipshit science dad put these fucking bolts in there. Please do not suggest I go as myself or some sort of different Frankenstein. I'm the real deal Holyfield. And I want to be one of the Paw Patrol.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, because your dad's square on the lips.
It's better with you. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.